Battle of the Beltway, a makeup of a rainout from May 11th for Baltimore and Washington. Bottom of the first, keep your eyes on Trey Turner. He's already stolen second base. He is aboard with Bryce Harper at the plate.
Turner running, and he is safe. Trey has swiped two bags on the same trip around the infield. 3-2, it's over the pitcher. The Nats will take the lead, and Harper's going to have a hit. Speed is such a beautiful part of this game.
One ball and one strike on Taylor. Here's a swing and a line drive to right. Toward the line, getting down and there. Lind has scored. Rounding third is Drew. He's coming home. And the Nationals out to a big start here in the bottom of the first inning. Washington 4 and Baltimore nothing.
Well hit. Turner gets it. And he got it.
Standing ovation from Daniel Murphy. Standing ovation from the crowd here.
That was breathtaking.
Joe Ross, 10 strikeouts, one off his career high. Ready to start the sixth inning.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. The 2-2. He's got it. A new career high, 12 strikeouts for Joe Ross. He's fanned six in a row.
The Nationals win the makeup game of the Battle of the Beltway, taking care of the Orioles 6-1 on Thursday. Here's Nationals manager Dusty Baker.
Dusty, what stood out about Joe Ross tonight?
Well, probably his command. You know, he was throwing his fastball down the way, followed by a slider in the same spot down the way, and, you know, elevating when necessary. And, you know, he was calm. And that's what would sit out.
How good of a sign was this for him? He'd had a couple where he hadn't gotten deep, hadn't been the Joe that you know that he can be. How big of a positive can tonight be for him?
Well, it's a big positive. I mean, we were hoping that Joe went out, not only pitch well, but, you know, we're in a long streak, and you hope that you get out of the early innings so we don't have to go to our bullpen. And when you're in a streak of games like this, you know, you need your starting pitchers to go deep, and if not, then it puts pressure on the bullpen, then it puts pressure on whoever the next starter is to try to, you know, go deeper, sometimes even more than necessary, because you realize that you have a whole bunch of games coming up after that. So, you know, he was real calm, and, you know, we're all proud of him, and that's what Joe Ross has been waiting on.
Is getting out to that early help him stay calm?
Yeah, I mean, that always helps everybody. You know, if you get to – and we try to jump to the team early to give our pitchers some, you know, some breathing room. Early doesn't always happen, but, you know, he got out of the early innings with a very low pitch count. And I think he was averaging like 14 pitches an inning, you know, the first four or five innings, which is what you want.
Joe always looks calm to us. Mm-hmm. How can you tell that he was not calm pitching?
Well, I could tell because you guys don't see him in between innings. And, you know, he was actually kind of, you know, he was real loose. And, you know, we're kidding him because he had a couple uneventful at-bats. And so, you know, Jock and a couple of guys even, you know, made him smile a little bit in between. And, you know, when you're pitching well, when you're getting ahead of the count and your slider's working, then that, you know, that helps leads to calmness.
It may just be coincidence, but Trey seems like he's been hitting the ball on the ground, line drives more recently, and he's been reaching base at a good clip the last 10 days or so. Do you see a correlation there, or is that just?
Well, I mean, that's his game. You know, I mean, his game is a leadoff man to get on base. And, you know, when he gets on base via a walk, which he doesn't have many, he starts the game off with a walk, still second and third. And then, you know, usually just a fly ball, you know, meant something. And, you know, the guys batting behind him, you know, those are 9 at-bats and RBIs when that happens. And then that makes them, you know, more confident. And so, you know, as your leadoff man goes, usually your offense goes.
Steven Drew, 2-run hit, yeah. Walk, stolen base, home run.
Well,
like he's never been gone.
No, I mean, that was great. I mean, big time, especially I didn't have to use Anthony. You know, I could let him rest tonight. I didn't have to use, you know, Lynn got a big, you know, sacrifice fly and a walk. I didn't have to use Zim. So it's always great when you give guys a day off and then you don't have to use them.
Considering the road trip to come back, no rest, how impressed are you just with the overall effort and performance of the team?
Well, I'm very impressed because this team comes to play and they don't, they don't complain. You know, they don't complain about anything, which is what I like. Is I really don't like complainers. My dad didn't like complainers. So, these guys, they realize, the job at hand, and they're doing it.
Up next, Washington remains at home. They start a series Friday with Texas.